For more now on today's summit and the road ahead, we're joined by NPR's diplomatic correspondent Vicky O'Hara. Vicky, what happens now to this second UN resolution?
At the moment, it's still on the table, and the comments that were made at the summit today in the Azores didn't really clarify whether the sponsors of the resolution, that's Britain, Spain, and the United States, are willing to leave it on the table and push it to a vote, even though it faces an almost certain veto, and at the moment doesn't seem to have a majority of votes within the Security Council, or whether they're going to pull it. Prime Minister Blair of Britain did make the statement that the sponsors would make a decision that was in the interest of the United Nations. Now, there are different ways of looking at, you know, what he meant by that. A lot of people think it would be very bad for the UN Security Council to be seen as unwilling to enforce its authority. In other words, letting the resolution go to a vote and have it be defeated. And from the standpoint of the U.S., Britain, and Spain, it also would be bad to go to war with a majority of the Security Council on record as opposing it. Pulling the resolution seems to solve both problems.
Are there any diplomatic options left?
You know, there's been some talk of a compromise, but the fundamental problem is that a number of countries in the Council say that UN weapons inspections are making progress and should continue. The U.S., of course, says just the opposite. There's been some discussion of giving Iraq a series of benchmarks, steps to take in order to disarm with a deadline for compliance. But the problem there is that no one can agree on what that deadline should be.
What about France? France, of course, has been a key player in all of this. President Bush referred very specifically, not particularly in a friendly way, to the role that France has played during today's news conference. Is there any chance of any movement on the part of France?
You know, when the Security Council went through the last negotiations on Iraq and approved Resolution 1441, France was the holdout until almost the last minute. And France is under tremendous pressure this time around to compromise as well. Vice President Dick Cheney was on the air on Meet the Press today talking about France, and he went through this laundry list of actions that France has taken over the years to obstruct efforts by the United Nations to hold Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein to account for his actions. So there's a lot of pressure on France to bend, but as long as Russia and China continue to support the French position, I think it's unlikely, you know, there's safety in numbers.
The United States keeps saying that the United Nations won't enforce its resolutions, inferring that the United Nations is becoming irrelevant. What's your take on that?
The supporters of this resolution keep saying that, but the fact of the matter is the international community needs the United Nations. There is no other world body that can address multilateral problems, things such as AIDS and humanitarian crises. And President Bush himself today said that if the UN won't enforce its authority, in his words, if it won't do its job, the international community needs to figure out a way to make the UN work better. Now, it's not clear what the president meant by that, but then in the next breath, he said that if there is a war, that the UN, you know, should play some sort of role in the post-war reconstruction. So the president himself seems to be acknowledging that the UN does have a role to play and it is needed.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent Vicky O'Hara. Thanks so much, Vicky.
Thanks, Lynn.